7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Bookshelf proudly presents pieces of the books and translations of various nature and genres on different days.
In the name of God. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to RIB English Radio. This is Saba, and here is Bookshelf, where I share stories with you. Today, we're going to read the story of The Man Who Bought Three Pieces of Advice. These stories are collection stories and the folk story Persian Tales, which translated by DLR Laurie Mayer. These stories are a treasure of wisdom and philosophy, and each holding a lesson for us. Due to their ages, the story may have different retelling, but the core message remains the same. Okay, after a short break, let's go to the story.
IRIB English Radio.
There was once a man who had a son called Malik Ibrahim, and he also had 300 tumans. One day, when he was about to die, he made a statement of his last wishes.
Son, he said, it is my last wish that you should go to the advice monger and buy advice from him and do whatever he tells you.
Having spoken thus, he departed from this world. After some days, Malik Ibrahim said to himself,
I must comply with the last wish of my father.
So he took the 300 tumans and went off to the advice seller. So he said,
I have 300 tumans and I will give them to you if you will give me three pieces of advice.
Then he brought the money and paid it over. And the wise man said,
1. Don't go out when there are clouds in the sky in the winter time.
2.
Whenever you see a pigeon, a hound, and a cat for sale, buy them, whatever the price, and keep them with you and take good care of them. 3. Never tell to anyone the advice you have got, and never tell, let an outside woman enter your house.
And he said no more. After the lapse of some time, it was the winter season, and Malik Ibrahim arranged with some other men to travel to a certain place. Now on their road, there was a difficult and dangerous mountain, like the mountain of Zerda. His companion came to him and said,
Come, let's up be off.
He made his preparation for starting, and he looked towards the southwest and a little scrap of cloud was visible.
Oh, sirs, said he, put off your journey today. We'll start tomorrow morning.
But they said, The weather is fine now. If you're coming, come along and let be off.
I'm not coming now, answered he.
You can please yourself. Well, we're going,
said his friend. With that, they went on their way till they come to the head of pass. There, they saw that a cloud had come up, and the weather broke, and it thundered, and a snowstorm burst on them. The unhappy travelers lost their way and perished there and then. But Malik Ibrahim stayed the night where he was. And when morning came, the sky cleared and the air became warm and pleasant, he set out and started up the mountain and found that all his three friends had perished in the snowstorm. He went up to them and examined them, and each one of them had 100 tumans in his bag. He took the money and went on to the place for which he was bound. Thus, he saw that one piece of advice had been proved sound. One day, a man turned up who had a pigeon, a hound, and a cat to sell. The advice he had bought occurred to his mind, and he asked,
Friend, what is the price?
300 tumans, neither more nor less, said the owner.
But other people wondered that what is the good of a hound, a pigeon, and a cat for 300 tumans? But Malik Ibrahim paid no attention and paid them immediately and took the animals with himself. That night, however, he had a dream and saw a ring lying about. Now the magic of the ring was obtain whatever you ask for. It was the ring of His Majesty King Solomon. You have only need to pray and say, "Oh, Your Majesty King Solomon, I have such and such desire. Bring it to pass." When he woke up, Malik Ibrahim went to an old camping ground and saw a scrap of green cloth lying there. He picked it up and looked at it and saw that it contained the ring. He, carrying it, went joyful back to his animal and said,
"Oh, Your Majesty King Solomon, I want a fine house, a brick of gold, another of silver."
That very instant, they appeared. He took the pigeon, the hound, and the cat into the house, and himself went out for a walk. All of a sudden, he found himself at the foot of a castle. It was a fine and noble castle, and in it there was a maiden with a face like the moon, and some person of high degree had come to seek her hand in marriage, but she would accept none of them. Now, she happened to be sitting in the castle, looking out, and when Malik Ibrahim looked up and saw her, he lost his sense and his heart stood still. And as soon as the maiden saw him, she fell in love with him. Malik Ibrahim sought out a wise, experienced, and ready-tongued man and said to him,
"Go, my man, to the king and seek the hand of this daughter for me,"
and gave him 500 tomans and enlisted his self-interest. So the man went off and presented himself before the king and said,
"The son of such and such a king has come to seek your daughter in marriage."
The king said,
"I will give her to you, but I must have from you 500 camels with loads of jewels. Produce these, and I will give her to you."
The messenger got up and returned to Malik Ibrahim. Malik Ibrahim said,
"Go back
and tell them, be ready to receive the camels in the morning." In the morning, he performed his prayer and said,
"O ring of His Majesty King Solomon, furnish all that the king has demanded of me."
The news was carried to the king. "He has produced all you asked for yesterday, and it was here." So Malik Ibrahim said, "What do you want next?" The king said,
"I want a small castle built of gold and silver bricks for the private apartment of my daughter."
"Good.
Come here tomorrow morning
and take it." In the morning, king sent a man, and he found the golden and silver castle duly completed. King's daughter on a horse and brought to the new castle, and she and Malik Ibrahim enjoyed each other's company. One day, when Malik Ibrahim went for hunting, a certain man from another country chanced to pass by the foot of the castle. He saw that it was of gold and silver, such as existed nowhere, and there was a fair lady sitting like had never been seen before. The traveler, who was a king's son, went to a strange man, to an old woman, and asked her to induce the lady, so the lady wanted to marry him. The lady said,
"With all my heart, your request is in favor."
She said it, and she went off the castle, arrived there, and she entered the audience hall and went on it, and sat down beside the wife. She softened the lady's heart so that she was ready to talk with her. Just then, Malik Ibrahim came in and saw the old woman seated by her wife. Just then, Malik Ibrahim came in and saw the old woman seated there, next to his wife. He came and sat down and said,
"O light of my eyes, that old woman is a great witch. Don't let her come into the house. She only come to talk to me."
"Well, please yourself. Sooner or later, she'll let you see what she really is."
Some days come and went, and the old woman said to the wife,
"Do you ever ask your husband how he built this castle?"
"No, mother, I haven't asked him."
"Ask him, my child. It would be well that you should know."
Ibrahim came back from hunting, he saw that there was no castle nor anything else. Then he remembered the advice he had bought.
Good. Now see what I've done. I allowed an outside woman into my house.
Then he came to the side of a lake. He took his boat and arrived in the suburbs of the town to see if he recognized his golden and silver castle. The gate, however, was closed and guarded by watchmen and doorkeepers. The king's son ordered that no one is allowed to approach the castle till he returned in 40 days. The cat, the hound, and the pigeon was thinking to themselves, and they said among themselves,
"Our master paid 300 tumans and bought us, that we might be of service to him in time of difficulty. If we're not of use to him today, when shall we be?"
The pigeon flew off, and the hound and the cat started out along the road. They went till they come to the edge of the water. The cat mounted on the back of the dog, and so they crossed over the other side, while the pigeon flew over. When they had gone, the pigeon saw the golden and silver castle glittering in the distance.
"Oh, brothers," he cried, "I have saw the castle."
They were filled with delight and continued on their way. When they arrived near the castle, the pigeon flew up and lit up the top of it. And the cat and the hound entered by water canal. The lady looked round and saw them and was gratefully delighted. She took care of them till they came and come together and said,
"Come, let us go and find our master."
They went and found him. And he wrote a letter and tied it around the cat's neck. He wrote,
"I have come, and I have seen here some days. What can I do? God is kind. He will provide a way."
4 days passed, and the king's son arrived back from his hunting. And they made the preparation for the wedding, that it was arranged. Now, Malik Ibrahim was there, but he was afraid to say anything, so they would kill him. Then the cat went off and sent the kings of the mice.
"Go and get the ring."
"Found the ring and brought it to me." The king of the mouse found the ring and brought it to the cat. The cat took it and put it into the hands of Malik Ibrahim's wife. She was sitting in a deep grief. When she noticed the cat, she was delighted. When she saw the ring, she go and write a letter to his husband, and instructing him to wait in a corner and enter the castle under the cover of darkness. So Malik Ibrahim and the cat hide in a corner. And when the moments come, she went out to find her husband into the hiding place. And she said,
"How are you?"
"I'm dead," he said, "unless you bring me to life again."
So they sat down together in the dark. And then she said,
"Oh, Your Majesty King Soliman, take us and the castle and the king's son and the old woman and the pigeon and the hound and the cat and bring us back to the castle."
Immediately, they found themselves at their home. In the morning, they found that the king's son and the old woman were missing. After some search, they found it. The Malik Ibrahim sent for an executor to execute the old woman. Then he gave orders and they struck off the young man's head. And he arrived straighting in a hall.
"I bought 300 tumans worth of advice," said Malik Ibrahim. "And if I had not told my secret and let an outside woman into my house, I should not have suffered these misfortunes. And if it had not been for the pigeon, the hound, and the cat, I should not have recovered my wife and got to the palace."
After this, Malik Ibrahim and his wife settled down to live together in peace. Thank you, dear listeners. This is Sabah, and you are listening to Bookshelf on IRB English Radio. Have a good time.